Today's episode of the AMD GPU Daily dives into some exciting developments in the AMD ecosystem, particularly focusing on the latest Linux kernel updates, AI-driven coding controversies, and performance optimizations that are making waves in the community. Headline overview. We'll be discussing 1. Linux 7.0 RC3 updates, notable changes for AMD and Intel CPUs, including security enhancements for AMD EPYC processors. 2. AI and open source licensing. The implications of AI-driven code rewrites and their potential impact on open source projects. 3. Performance optimizations in Linux 7.0, a new optimization for AMD Zen 2 CPUs that boosts network performance. Let's jump right in. Deep dive, Linux 7.0 RC3 updates. First off, let's talk about the recent updates merged for the Linux 7.0-RC3 release, particularly concerning AMD. The x86 urgent patches have introduced some significant improvements for AMD EPYC processors, specifically the Zen 5 architecture. One of the standout features is the integration of IBPB on entry for AMD SevSnitP guest VMs. This addition is crucial for enhancing security within virtual environments. It forces an indirect branch predictor barrier, IBPB, each time a guest VM is entered. This is particularly important for mitigating risks associated with speculative execution attacks, which have been a hot topic in the security community. Just a few lines of code were needed for this implementation, but the impact is substantial, especially as we see more enterprises adopting virtualization for cloud services. Additionally, there's a fix for boot failures in certain AMD SevE guest scenarios, which will improve the reliability of these virtual machines. On the Intel side, there were also notable fixes related to sub-NUMA clustering, SNC topology enumeration, specifically with the Granite Rapids X and Clearwater Forest X processors. These fixes aim to resolve kernel bugs that arose from the complexities of SNC enumeration, which is essential for optimizing memory access in multi-socket systems. You can check out the full list of patches in the Git merge that's now live ahead of the Linux 7.0 RC3 release. AI and open source licensing. Shifting gears, let's delve into a more contentious topic, the impact of AI on open source licensing. Recently, the Python project Chardet faced a significant controversy when a major rewrite driven by a large language model, LLM, was published under a different license, shifting from LGPL to MIT. The original author, Mark Pilgrim, publicly stated that the new maintainers had no right to relicense the code, arguing that the AI-generated rewrite still heavily relied on the original codebase. This situation raises critical questions about the legal implications of AI-driven code generation. If AI models are trained on existing code, does that mean they can produce derivative works that can be relicensed? This debate isn't just limited to Chardet. It has broader implications for the open source community, as more projects may face similar situations. The concern was even echoed in discussions on the Linux kernel mailing list, where developers expressed worries about potential AI-generated rewrites of kernel code and the risk of unauthorized relicensing. As AI continues to evolve, it's crucial for developers and organizations to navigate these legal waters carefully to protect their intellectual property while still embracing innovation. Performance optimizations in Linux 7.0. Now, let's return to some technical improvements in the Linux 7.0 kernel that are particularly relevant for AMD users. A recent optimization introduced to the event poll code, specifically the epoll put event function, has shown promising results in benchmarking on AMD Zen 2 CPUs. Eric Dumazet from Google has adapted this function to utilize scoped user access, which saves 2 function calls and reduces the speculation barriers that can impact performance. This optimization yielded about a 1.5% increase in network packets per second, PPS, on AMD Zen 2 hardware during synthetic network stress tests. While this change primarily benefits AMD Zen 2 CPUs, it's worth noting that it can also positively impact older CPU generations, where speculation barrier costs are typically higher. This minor yet effective optimization is a testament to the ongoing efforts to enhance kernel performance, especially in I/O operations, which are critical for high-performance computing and server workloads. Closing thought. As we look forward, the landscape of GPU development and AI integration continues to evolve rapidly. The implications of AI on open source software, coupled with the ongoing improvements in Linux kernel performance, signal an exciting time for developers and engineers alike. Stay tuned as we continue to cover these developments and more in the world of AMD GPUs and beyond. Until next time, keep pushing the boundaries of technology.